Today's Mishnah in Masechet Parah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is Perek Shvi'i. And we're holding right at the Fankt on the Halak Perek. So, we're going to be talking about the concept of Melacha over here. We've mentioned Melacha before, that Melacha is a psul. It's a psul in the Mayin until the time of the Kiddush, and it's a psul in the Parah until the Parah is Naseis Efer, you will recall. Now, there's a big machlokas Rishonim, very, very important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. And it goes like this. According to the Ravid, the concept of melacha applies only to melacha that is done while you're being oisek in the actual milui of the mayim, or you're being oisek in the actual part. So then melacha passes. The way that we refer to melacha at other times, which we do and which we've done, we've been talking about whether melacha will passel the mayim after you've already done the milui. So if you do something else, you can passel the mayim, but you already completed the milui. The Ravid shita is, there is no such psul as melacha other than melacha that's done together with your working with the actual water and with the actual para. Something that is done while that water exists or that para exists, that's not a psul of melacha in the thing, but it's called a psul of melacha in the Mishnayos as a borrowed term. But what is it really? And here is the amazing insight of the Ravid that has been confirmed only over the past few years by actual research. Ravid says the brain is incapable of multitasking. And when you think you're multitasking, you're actually rapidly shifting back and forth between various things. You are not keeping two things in mind at once. And therefore, because of that, says the Ravid, if you do anything else, then what it means is that even though you think you're keeping your mind on the fact that you have this mayim, it's impossible to keep your mind because your consciousness slips into the new thing that you're doing. And therefore, since we have one of the most amazing chumras that applies to the dinim of Parah above and beyond the dinim of Kodesh, is called Hesach Hadat. The moment that you're not conscious of the shmira of the thing, it becomes posel tomei automatically. Incredible. And that, of course, as you will recall, the entire Seder of Tyrus is called Das in the Pasuk. Chochmas v'da'as. And therefore, it's a function of consciousness. Lose consciousness, and ultimately, you've exposed yourself to Tumah. So one of the dinim of Parah is that the whole idea of Parah as a restoration of life is its deep relationship to awareness. The loss of awareness will passel as if it's tummy. Whenever it says melacha, says the Ravid, if it isn't referring to melacha that you're doing at the time that you're being Isaac in the Parah and the Muley Mayim, it doesn't mean melacha. It means that it becomes tummy through Hesach Hadas. That's a new psul. All of the other, I don't know anybody that agrees with the Ravid, all of the other Rishonim and Mefarshim take for granted that the way to understand the Mishnayos that we're about to learn is that there is literally a concept of melacha, and that even though you finish the Milui HaMayim, if you do anything between the Milui HaMayim and the Kiddush, you passel the Mayim. Now the question is, if it isn't your Mayim, could you passel it? Or this din of passeling with melacha would be applicable only if it's yours. And we have the same question about the mayim that the efer, when we're talking about the mayim that you were going right now to be mekadesh. So now the shaila is a momentary doing something else, like we discussed in the last parak. We talked about putting the top back on your boost, on your shvoferet of Efer Chatas, right? Whether that itself would be considered to be an asiyas melacha. So that type of thing. Yeah.
Are they just the same words? The fact we have Esef Das and Mayin regarding the chumra of what we do today with Mitzilas Hadayim. Is it related or just the same?
No. It's not the same literal chumrah, but it's the same idea. Exactly. Yeah, because if you're not shomer, you're yadayim.
Even though it's the chumrah, right? It's no tara.
The whole thing is a concept of a drabon, an idea of yadav, because the yadav loch b'mayim. I mean, that's the remez in the Torah. Okay, so now let's imagine a situation where you've got five different people, chamisha shemilu chamesh chaviyot. So you got five people. Everybody's got himself a barrel, and he's filling it up in order to be able to have the mayim of the Mayim Chaim, El Kelly, for the Chatas, and each one of them has in mind to do his own Kiddush. So you're going to be doing Lekatshan, Chamisha, Kiddushin, everyone had in Kavona that each one of these things would be taken care of separately. I'm going to take care of my Mayim, I'm going to be Mekadoshit, and so on and so forth. Now, in the end, they say, you know what? Nimlechu Lekatshan Kiddush Echa. They decided, let's pour all of our containers into this one big container, and let's do one Kiddush, and we'll do it all at one time. We don't really have enough to go around, whatever the situation was. So they had in Kavana to do the Kiddush Bevas Achatz now, or vice versa. Let's say originally when they filled up the Mayim, the idea was, oh, l'katshan kiddush echad, we should all put this in, ultimately, a big container and be mekadosh. And then they say, you know what? There seems to be enough of the Efer Pora here for us to be mekadosh each one individually. Why don't we take care of it ourselves? Okay, so they decide that they're going to each one, nimlechu, to be mekadosh, everyone separately. So nimlechu l'katshan chamisha kiddushin. There's no problem over here, because Hare Kulam Kisherim, everyone had done the Milui, and there was no Malacha whatsoever that was done between the Milui and the Kiddush. Now, how about in a case where it was one person who was Memale five different Chaviyot, and he had in mind that he was going to take each one of them as he has an opportunity to have Efer Parah, and he would sprinkle Efer Parah on each one of them separately, one after the other. So then, if he was Nimlach, he changed his mind, and he decided he's going to go and put them together, and he's going to do one Kiddush. It's not going to make any difference, because Eino Kasher Ela Ha'acharon. Then it wouldn't help, because he doesn't have anything that's kosher to be Mekadosh except for the very last one that he was Memale. Because when he went ahead and he filled up barrel number two or container number two, he automatically passed barrel number one, because he was doing, again, according to the Rambam and all the other Rishonim, he was doing a Malacha. And therefore, pow! There went his first barrel. Or according to the Ravid, he was now Misalik Daitai. This was Hesach Hadas on the first barrel. He just passed the first barrel. When he fills the third barrel, he just passed the second barrel. And so on and so forth. So the only thing that's going to be kosher is the last barrel. And therefore, if he puts them all together, he's going to ruin everything, right? The only thing that he can do is use that last barrel. But if he actually did pour them together, he won't have anything that's kosher. That would be a disaster. So it would only be kosher before it was mixed. Now, suppose he was memale all five of them originally in order to mix them up and in order to put the mayim, the efer, on all of the mayim together, in which case he was still busy with the milui for that particular efer, in which case he didn't do a malacha in between each one of these barrels. So in other words, if you would take a barrel and fill it up and then pour it into a big container, and then take another barrel and fill it up and put it into a big container, and you would take five barrels and then you would do the Kiddush, and your das was that all of that was in order to be Mekadosh, the Mayim in the big container, that's fine, because that's all one milui. It was the only the problem that he did each one of these miluim as a separate milui for separate efer chatas, that there was a problem. So if his das was originally, he's going to put them all together, and therefore there was no psul of malacha for the one that number two, pasuk one, or three, pasuk two. It's all one milui. And then he decides that instead of putting them all together, he's going to do each one separately. Okay, so now he brings his shvoferet. If Gavi would just show us an example of a shvoferet, that would be great. So he just brings his shvoferet, and he puts a little bit of the efer chatas that he always keeps with him handy. Thank you, Gavi. Excellent. And he sprinkles from that shvoferet into his first barrel. So then he goes to the second barrel, and so on and so forth. In that case, the only barrel that is kosher for actual using for the hazoya is only the first barrel, because it was actually b'kodesh properly, because you didn't do anything in between. But the very fact that you did a kiddush after you filled the first barrel before you did the second barrel meant that you now did a malacha between the milui of barrel 2, 3, 4, and 5 and kiddush of 2, 3, 4, and 5. So forget it. 2, 3, 4, and 5 will now be puzzle because of the fact that you did kiddush in between for a different barrel, and that's a malacha between the milui and the kiddush. Again, according to the Ravid, there's no such thing as a malacha between. There's as hadas. Okay. Now, suppose a guy who filled up these five barrels, and he had in mind that he was going to be mekadesh them all as one big kiddush, and he tells his shliach, he says to him, listen, kadesh lach et elu. What you should do is be mekadesh for yourself, be mekadesh all of these barrels. So this guy goes, and he was mekadesh them, but he was mekadesh them the same way that this first person failed by being mekadesh each one separately. So there too ain't kosher el arisha. Why? Because since when he appointed this guy to do the kiddush, he said, you do this for yourself. Kadesh lecha. You do this for yourself. So then that means that it now belongs to him. And that would be that since it belongs to him, now he's got all of these barrels which were meant v'chatchila to be mekudesh kiddush echad, and now he does a malacha of kiddush of the first barrel between the first barrel and the second barrel. And since they belong to him, so he was now going to passel all of them with the malacha. But if he says to the shliach, be mekadesh this for me, kadesh li et elu, so make all of these five kosher for me, so then I'm not giving him these chaviyot at all. I'm only asking you to do the kiddush. He goes ahead and he makes chamisha kiddushim. That's fine. Because the one who was in charge of this mayim, which is me, I didn't have to do any malacha in between. I wasn't mesiach das in between. The fact that this shmo goes ahead and he does it not according to the way he was told to do it, who cares what he thinks? Who cares what he does? Who cares about his hesach hadas? And therefore, since the person who did the milui hamayim did not do any malacha, the mayim was never psulim, just because this person went ahead and he did the kiddush, and therefore they remain kulam kisherim, even though they were done in a way that the first guy himself couldn't have done it that way without passing it. Brilliant. Okay, so we're zeroing in here into the ideas. Mishnah Beit, Perek Zion. Now, here's the issue of multitasking or malacha while you're doing it. So let's say a guy is doing the milui of mayim, and he's doing that with one hand. But while he's doing that, he's doing something else with his other hand. And he's actually doing a malacha with his other hand. There, everybody agrees that it's considered to be a psul with malacha. This is not because of Ezra Das. This is because he actually did work at the time. The very time that he's doing the milui, everybody agrees. The Ravid also agrees. Malacha passels in these circumstances. And therefore, it would be possible. What if he's mamale lo vela acher? He's filling up one container for a friend, and he's filling up for himself at the same time. Or Maybe he was memale l'shnayim k'achat. Maybe he did the milui for others. He didn't do anything for himself. He was memale l'shnayim k'achas. The din is that both of them are pasul. Why? Because malacha pasul's b'milui. Doesn't matter whether it's your water, if you're actually being Isaac in the milui at that time, that's a psul of malacha. So that malacha will pasul the milui, whether you did the milui for yourself, whether you did the milui for somebody else, is irrelevant. Because even though the water, it belongs to somebody else, in the sense that you're doing it for the other, but malacha pasul's when you're doing it no matter what. Like we said before, milui is called malacha vis-a-vis the other milui. And therefore, by definition, if you're going to be mamale, two different miluyim, bevas achas, you're going to be pasuling with malacha. So that means nobody's got kosher water over here. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, HaMekadesh Beachat Yado, how about Kiddush? Now, here we've been talking about milui. How about Kiddush in the same circumstances? You're mekadesh with one hand, so you're putting in the Efer HaPorah, and you're putting it from your container into the water. Remember, bachat yado doesn't mean, we saw before, doesn't mean it has to be in your hand. It has to mean you're using your hand to sprinkle it out of your boost, out of your shvoferet, and that's fine. So, and you do malacha with your other hand, so now it depends who you're doing this kiddush for. Im lo, say if you were actually being mekadesh your own mayim here, so then it was considered to be posel. Why? Because even though you're doing this simultaneously, are we sure that it was simultaneous? We know that once the efer is in the water, that there's not any more of a problem. Same thing. The moment the Parah becomes Efer, there's no more problem of Asiyas Malacha. The same thing is true of the Mayim itself. Once the Efer is in the Mayim, there's no more Psul, as we saw earlier. But the problem is that since you're doing it simultaneously, maybe you actually did the Malacha first over here, because you're doing something with your other hand. You're on your telephone. You're looking at a message with one hand. So are you sure that that was not done an instant before? Because if it was done an instant before the Efer got into the Mayim, so then you would have passed the Mayim. So if the Kiddush, however, was with somebody else's water, so then you would be kosher. Because, as we said, you don't pass with your malacha someone else's mayim. Fine, and you're not being Isaac in something that the malacha is going to pass on. So we said before that in the case where you did someone else's kiddush, that was the mission we just had, it's not going to pass on. Now, suppose you're doing two acts of kiddush. You're being mekadesh lo v'la'acher at the same moment. So then shalom is pasul, because doing something for the other person will pasul your water if that kiddush got there first, right? And you don't know which one was. But the shal acher is kosher. If the malacha came because you did your kiddush first, but it's not your water. And we already said, if it's not your water, you can't pasul it by doing malacha. This is brilliant, right? So all of this follows from the Yesodos in the previous Mishnah. If you're Mekadesh Lishnaim Ke'echad, if you're doing for two separate people a Kiddush Bevat Achad, so then you can't passel any of that Mayim. So there's no problem, right? Because it's not yours. And therefore, Shneim Kesherim, because as long as the water is not your own water, it's not going to be Nifsal with your Melacha. Bezrat Hashem, to be continued. Fascinating halachas. You got a mamish. Your mind is in a totally different space of das with this Pura. And of course, what better time to be studying this Mishnah on Pura than in the Shabbos of Parshas Chukas. Oh my gosh, couldn't be better. So every diak and every limud from the pasuk, you're right there with the Mishnah.